broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, and welcome to the only talk show in the world that knows what it's talking about. This is where truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere to take you places other talk shows can't take you, and we do. And if you don't believe us, you can ask them. Not that they'll tell you the truth. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Welcome on this Tuesday night, and a bunch of stuff to talk about. I had a bit of an argument before we went on the air with Dr. Ron Tarner, who is our first guest. And, Bud, you probably heard that, as he was going on and on and on and on and on and on and on about Steve Jobs. I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. You know,
it's Steve Jobs.
All right, Steve Jobs. I mean, he's what? It's Jobs. Okay, all through show prep, everybody was saying Jobs.
No, when they were saying Jobs, you didn't hear about it.
Well, anyway, that's my whole point, though. As much as I admire what the man's achieved, Steve Jobs and the world that he inhabits and the world that he informs and the people that admire him, it's a small world. I'm not saying that people don't use Mac products. That's different. But people who are aware of Steve Jobs' role in that world are few in comparison. And the only real passion there is for Steve Jobs is among Mac geeks, iPhone dorks, and, you know.
I don't think that's fair. I don't know who he is. I'd like to know more about him, though.
Well, you'd like to know more about him now that he's resigning, huh?
Yeah, what's that about?
I'm just saying, I'd like to know more.
All right, well, you'd like to know more, but the point that I'm making here is, well, I tell you what we'll do is we will wait. We'll get Ron Tarner on the line here, but Dr. Ron Tarner will be with us. We also have Vernon Dozier talking about earthquake preparedness, and we'll have David G. Hall to talk with us about Phil TV and HD and some of the things that that he'd like to suggest. Can we put Dr. Tarner on hold, please?
Yeah, he's waiting, though.
Yeah, you can put him on hold, man. I can hear the hiss coming down the line. Anyway, so we'll talk to David G. Hall about certain things relative to Phil TV and HD that he would like to see done. Now, our affiliate spotlight tonight is on WWRL in New York and KAOI in Maui, KAOI Maui, Hawaii. And, of course, our website is www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. And don't forget, when you go to our website, you can get Phil TV and HD, all of our archives. It is a backstage pass that is worthy of the name. You find out how we do the show. And if you're watching us in HD tonight, you see some pretty amazing things. Not all of them good, I might add.
Tell people to do the movie.
I just want to let everybody know that we have an early call on Friday morning. Whether or not we will be live tomorrow night, I don't know, because we're shooting our scene for Judd's movie.
Judd, that one is? You're on first-name basis on that, Judd?
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be now until... Get out of here, both of you guys, okay?
Yeah, tell people about it.
I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm just going to be... I'm not working tomorrow night, as far as I know, because we've got an early call, and that's just where that's at. Thank you. God. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Tarner, how are you tonight?
Well, I think I'm doing a little bit better than you right now. I'm at home with my son, and we're enjoying just catching up on the day. But I'm hearing your crew giving you a hard time. Congratulations, and let us know what movie that's going to be.
Well, it's just a scene. It's just a, you know, I'm not a headlining actor. I have a radio show I have to do. It's very difficult, you know, to get out and...
You know, quit bullcrapping, man. You
shut up and get out of here.
Is that the I guess he's a developmentally disabled is what I want to say.
You can't. I'm developmentally... He don't even know how to say it.
I said it right. Developmentally disabled.
No, he's not. He's not developmentally disabled. Bud was in a motorcycle accident. That's why he talks the way he does, but he's got no IQ loss at all. Quit playing on that, Bud. All right, and don't say anything. This is not a two-man or a three-man show. Do you guys understand that? Hold on for a minute. Ron, will you hold on?
Well, all right, Phil, but I was just...
You understand what I'm saying?
What?
I'm telling you and you, Robert, This is not a three-man show where you just jump in whenever you want. You understand?
I know, but I mean, I was only...
I'm telling you guys, you don't jump in whenever you want. You jump in if I ask you a question. If I'm doing something, bud, and all of a sudden you got a thought that pops into your head and you start talking, you're off mic. I can't hear you. Nobody can hear you. And I'm not interested in what you got to say. This is the Phil Hendry Show. What does that mean?
It's Phil Hendry.
Right. It's not the Phil Hendry and Bud Dickman Show, and it ain't the Phil Hendry and Robert Leonard Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I didn't do anything. I was just telling him about that.
Telling him about what, man? I was talking about Dr. Tarner, and you guys are jumping in. No more. Understand? No more. You know what I'm going to start to do? I'm going to start, because you just started getting paid, didn't you, bud?
Yeah, not much.
Oh, really? Not much? I'm going to start docking you. I'm going to start fining you guys, like they do in sports.
Oh, come on, man. That's not even legal.
Oh, it's not legal? It's legal around here, it is. I'm going to start to fine you. I'm going to start slapping fines on you guys every time you open your big fat traps, and I don't want you to. You understand that?
It's a jip.
You look like you're ready for the first fine, huh?
I'm just saying it's a jip.
It ain't a jip. What's a jip is I got to stop down and talk to you guys about this stuff. I beg your pardon, ladies and gentlemen. Ron, forgive me.
That's quite all right. I understand.
All right, Ron, what we were talking about before we went on the air, and I was talking about this to Bud and to Robert, was Steve Jobs stepping down as the head of Apple. His insistent vision that he knew what consumers wanted made Apple one of the world's most valuable and influential companies. Stepping down as chief executive, the company announced late Wednesday. Mr. Jobs said in a letter released by the company, "I have always said that if there ever came a day when I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's CEO, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come." This is a man, I understand, who's very significant in the world of computers, in the world of, I don't want to say the personal computer, but revolutionizing the use of computers personally.
Well, you know, Phil, you just said personal computer, and I think that that's not fair. It was the Mac. It was not a PC. It was the Mac that Steve Jobs and the others at Apple, Steve Wozniak, developed, and it became the superior personal use computer. But beyond that, there were even more heights to which Steve Jobs took the experience of using a computer. The operating system was far superior to a personal computer. It didn't even compare. I don't know where to begin in telling you the significance of Steve Jobs leaving Apple. And
oh, hold on for a second. What did you say about?
Wait a minute, Phil.
What? Bud's talking to me.
Wait a minute, Phil. Hold on. Yeah, I want to say something to you.
Yeah.
Now I waited patiently while you talked to that man and the other one, and I want to say what I want to say.
Bud Dickman was handing me a note.
I don't care whether Bud Dickman's handing you a note. Now I want to say what I want to say. Steve Jobs resigned. This is one of the most significant events since the, in my opinion, since the announcement that the Apple computer was going to be sold back in the early 1980s. And I don't want to sit here on hold and listen to you and your staff argue, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm sorry, Ron, but I'm going to have to. What is this?
Oh, boy, you don't even care. You know what?
Now he hung up. What do you want? What is this? We're out of beer.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Should I go get some?
Yeah, get some. Go with him, will you?
All right.
That's the big note, huh?
Yeah.
We're out of beer, and I just had the guy hang up on me. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. We'll get back here with Dr. Ron Tarner and the significance of the resignation of Steve Jobs in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Later on, Vernon Dozier and David G. Hall.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
Fine, fine.
That's 877-876-7445.
You get the beer?
Beer.
Yes, I do like Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't care who knows it. Put it in the refrigerator. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner has rejoined us. I apologize, Dr. Tarner, and I will not take time away from the business at hand.
Well, I apologize for hanging up, Phil, but this is a very big day. Steve Jobs developed the Mac computer, which is far superior to the PC, and the fact that the PC still is in existence, I have to tell you, Phil, is a testament not to so much to how inferior the Mac may be. The Mac is a superior piece of equipment. The fact that the PC still exists is a testament to how uninformed the consumer is.
So the people that own PCs, and I've had them, you know, Hewlett-Packard and...
Oh, my God.
I know. I told you about the 17-inch...
oh, my God. You had an HP.
Yes, I did.
That is the single worst laptop and perhaps the single worst computer in the history of the world.
And oh, come on. It's a company...
No, I'm not exaggerating. The Hewlett-Packard is perhaps the worst. And the fact that you brought up Hewlett-Packard, well, we're talking about a man named Steve Jobs who developed a product... and along with Steve Wozniak, developed a company that has given people a superior machine in terms of personal computing, the Mac, the MacBook, the iPad. Then, of course, we have the iPhone, and we have the tablet.
What is the tablet?
Or I don't know what the tablet is. I think that's a PC. But if it's a Mac product, then it's superior.
The tablet is like isn't that like an iPad or an iBook?
The iBook, that's what I was thinking of. The iBook and the iPad and the iPhone and the rest. The fact that there's such a thing as a personal computer.
Let me interrupt you here for just a minute, Ron. How much does the average person know about Steve Jobs, and how much does the average person care about Steve Jobs?
Well, I got to tell you something, Phil. They better care about Steve Jobs because he is, you know, I have to tell you something. Listening to you and your staff, and I don't know who's not taking this seriously, but it does grate on me a little bit. I think, you know, in class today, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow, when I brought this up and I saw my students sitting and looking at me as if they wished they were anywhere but that lecture hall. And that hurt me, and I'll tell you why. I was talking about the resignation of one of the great entrepreneurs and inventors of our time, Steve Jobs, and I had people looking back at me, my students, none of whom, by the way, will ever be another Steve Jobs. None of whom.
Well, you shouldn't never say never, huh?
No. I could look right into the dead eyes of my students, and I say that with great respect because I love my kids, but... when I am talking about a Steve Jobs, and then I look at my students, their eyes become dead because the difference is enormous. And the eyes of today's students in America, when it comes to comparing them to Steve Jobs, you're looking into the eyes of a dead thing.
Well, it sounds like there's a little bit of overkill here. There's a little bit of anger that Steve Jobs is resigning.
No, you don't need to psychoanalyze me, Phil.
No, but when you say that Steve Jobs, comparing the students of America to Steve Jobs, it's like looking into the eyes of a dead thing. It, to me, sounds like you're a little bit angry at your students. And
well, you know what? There is something to that.
Okay. I give to you. I appreciate your honesty. You know.
No, there is something to that. There is. I am angry at my students because when I look at my students, I know there's not going to be another Steve Jobs in that group. I know that when I look into, and again, I have to emphasize, the deadness of their eyes. And
are you saying that your students have dead eyes, or are you saying compared to a Steve Jobs and what he was able, the life that he brings?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, no, they're young people, they're alive, they're full of life, they're full of dreams, but they, yes. If I were to look at Steve Jobs and then look at my students, the comparison would be between a living man and a corpse.
And okay, this is the kind of extreme comparison.
No, it's not an Phil, I am telling you, when I look at my students and I look at Steve Jobs, I see a living man, and then I look back at my students, and I see a corpse, the eyes of a carcass. And if you've ever seen these carcass dogs that they have at the police department...
You're talking about a cadaver dog.
I'm sorry, cadaver dog. What did I say?
Carcass.
I apologize. What I meant is like looking at a cadaver, and looking at a cadaver, you worry, where are our entrepreneurs coming from? And so that's why I took the unprecedented step.
All right, I want to talk about you taking the personal computers from your students. They don't belong to you.
Let's not talk, Phil, about absolutes, okay?
Well, you went down the aisles of the different desks in the lecture hall and you took personal computers away from students. Are you going to return those?
The point that I was making, if you allow me.
Go ahead.
The point that I was making is that compared to the Mac, there are no computers. And I was personally offended. I was personally offended that students would have PCs and would not have the Mac, would not have the iPad, would not have the iBook, would not have the iPod, the iPhone, the iTablets and the everything that Steve Jobs and Apple has put out, the iKeyboards, and I was very offended, and that's why I went and I took those computers.
All right, you were offended because they didn't have the good taste or the good sense to buy a Mac?
That is exactly right.
All right, what are you going to do with those?
I took them home, and it is my intention of putting them on eBay and selling them, and the money that we are able to make, use for the purchasing of equipment in our classroom.
And so are you going to recompense your students? Are you going to pay back your students the money that you would owe them for taking these personal computers?
I don't know at this particular point, because as a teacher, you are allowed, Phil, to exercise a level of control in your classroom that obviously it has to be legal, but it does, in the eyes of the law, and certainly in the eyes of parents, although these are college students, it is equal to that of, I often use the comparison of a captain of an airplane or a ship at sea. You become almost the absolute in law.
And so you're saying to me that you can take someone's computer from their desk, you can confiscate that, and you don't have to give them reparation, you don't have to pay them back for that?
Not necessarily, no.
And you can sell that computer on eBay?
That is correct, yes.
Which is what you're planning on doing.
I don't know yet. What I have now is I confiscated about 14 PCs from students that sat there and had the gall and had the unmitigated gall to sit there with a PC while I was talking about Steve Jobs. And I even said to one of the young ladies, Vogel, young Miss Vogel, I said, I don't want to give you her first name, but I said, Miss Vogel, you realize I'm talking about Steve Jobs? And she said, yes, Professor. I said, and you have a personal computer open, and you're doodling, or you're on MySpace, or you're on your MySpace. And she said, "No, I am not. I'm taking notes." I said, "Well, you're a liar," because I pulled it around, and she had moved it over at the last second to her notepad. She had it on MySpace.
And
Wait, hold on for a minute. I'm not done yet.
No, I gotta find out. Number one, you took her computer.
It was her PC. I took that.
All right, you took her computer. She wasn't on MySpace. She was taking notes.
No, she was on MySpace. I saw her on MySpace. And
when you pulled the computer around, she had her notes.
When I pulled it around, I said, "Miss Vogel," and I reached out. I said, "What do you think you're doing?" I said, "You're on MySpace trying to pick up men or whatever." And I pushed it, and there were her notes. And I said, "You know what you did, and I know what you did." And she looked stunned. I truly believe she knows. She knows.
So did you take that computer?
I took her computer. I took Terry Pond's computer. I took Jeremy Borvac's computer. I took all the PCs from these kids that were on Facebook. And then when I went there, yeah, and all of a sudden they have a notepad. I'm not buying it.
All right, we'll be back with Dr. Ron Tarner, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Bullcrap.
Phil Hendry.
It's live.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Ron Tarner, Dr. Ron Tarner from the University of Denver. And he also, of course, is an astronomer at Cloverdale Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. We're talking, though, about the resignation of Steve Jobs as the CEO of Apple. And I'm reading here, Ron, from the New York Times. Rarely has a major company and industry been so dominated by a single individual and so successful. His influence has gone far beyond the iconic personal computer, computers that were Apple's principal product for its first 20 years. In the last decade, Apple has redefined the music business through the iPod, the cell phone through the iPhone, and media through the iPad. Now, that is some pretty significant praise.
It doesn't even go close. In a lot of ways, that's the New York Times being lazy, which they are. We know the New York Times has gotten lazy. We know what the New York Times has come to represent over the last many years, and that is a standard of journalism that is so sloppy and so lazy and so off point that I feel angered and I feel outraged by that.
And but it isn't that high praise.
No, it's not. It's not accurate. It doesn't come close to what Steve Jobs has been to the culture and to the world, really, over the last 100 years. Steve Jobs has brought to the American people and to the people of the world. And I'm not a religious man, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but think of it in these terms. What did Jesus Christ bring to the average person?
Jesus Christ brought salvation.
I understand that's your religion, Phil, but I appreciate that. But seriously, what did he bring?
I'm being very serious. Jesus Christ brought the promise of eternal life.
Boy, this is going to be tough.
Well, what are you asking me?
Can we get it off of the supernatural for a moment? And
well, you're asking me what was the one thing that he brought to the human race?
Well, what was other than that? What was the biggest thing he brought to the human race? The Bible. The Bible, isn't it?
I would not say that Jesus was a part of the Bible. His story is the New Testament of the Bible, as Christians believe it to be. So it is a continuation of the Bible story.
Well, but no one would have known the Bible from Mad Magazine if it hadn't been Jesus. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Jewish people would know they would know their Torah, which is the what we call in Christianity the Old Testament.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're asking me a question.
I'm saying to you, all right, well, here's the answer to the question, and I just formed it. Christianity, didn't they bring Christianity to the world?
Yes, I will give you that.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Jesus brought Christianity to the world. And all of the other things I don't disrespect, and I know that you believe them, and I appreciate that, Bill. But let's say that Jesus brought Christianity to the world. Steve Jobs has one-upped Jesus.
And he's one-upped Jesus in the Christianity department.
In the department of philosophies, in the department of lifestyle, in the department of personal codes of ethics, yes, Steve Jobs has God Jesus one better. Because with the development of the Mac, not the PC, the Mac, and the...
Hold on, what, bud?
You mean the back.
Are you saying the back?
Am I saying the what?
The back.
No, I said back.
You got a stuffed up nose.
Is your nose stuffed up?
Is that producer I hear in the background?
He thought that you said back because your nose is stuffed up.
My nose is not stuffed up. My nose is my nose. I don't... Phil?
All right, he's saying back, bud.
I'm saying back, bud. Is your name Bud or Bud?
My name's Bud. Why?
Well, it's going to be Mud. Okay?
All right. I understand, Dr. Turner. Continue, please.
What a pain in the... So, what I'm saying here...
You're saying that Steve Jobs with the personal computer...
No, not the personal computer. God! It's not the personal computer...
I'm sorry, the Mac. Okay, the Mac. But it is a personal computer. You heard me just read that.
That's the New York Times. That's not the PC that Steve Jobs developed. It's the Mac. It's not a PC. It's a Mac. Do you understand?
Yes.
Steve Jobs, by developing the Mac, developed a piece of technology, a machine, that is more important to the human being than the personal philosophy of Christianity. That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't you have to talk to someone, and a Mac user, and ask them if that's true?
I don't. What are you talking about? I've seen people staying home from church to fool around on a Mac instead. Now, what do you call that?
All right, hold. Do you have Father? I want you to talk to a Christian. I've got Father James McQuarters on the line. All right, and the reason why I've got Father McQuarters is he's a Catholic priest. Father McQuarters.
Yes, no, this is Father McQuarters, and I've been listening with great...
How are you, Father? This is Rod Tarter.
Say that again.
This is Dr. Professor Rod Tarter.
Professor, this is Father James McQuarters of Del Mar Academy. I'm a diocesan priest in Los Angeles County.
Yes, Father.
I've been listening on this broadcast on the Phil Henry Show. I've heard you say that the back of the high back of the MacBook is more important than Jesus.
I didn't say it well, yeah.
No, you said that...
Said Steve Jobs.
You said Steve Jobs is more important than Jesus Christ. Did you say that?
I'm sorry to say... What did you say?
I said I heard you say... And I'm trying to speak as loud as I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Father.
We can hear you, Father.
Right. Because I don't want there to be any mistake. Did you say that the MacBook or the iMac or whatever you want to call this... These computers, the computing machines that the Steve Jobs developed, did you say that he's more important than Jesus?
Did I say he's more important than Jesus? Daisy?
Call him Daisy. I said Jesus!
All right. Whoa, Father. Come on.
Well, I'm listening to this ass. Talking about, is his name Daisy Christ or is it Jesus Christ?
His name was Jesus Christ, Father. I apologize. I didn't hear you.
And don't call him Daisy! And I've been listening, and I've been keeping a lid on my temper. I'm an Irishman, you know.
I understand, Father.
Well, okay, you're an Irishman, but, you know, I'm Rod Tarter, and
I never heard of you.
Well, you know why you've never heard of me? That's a very interesting thing. Because Stephen Hawking stole all my thunder, and guys like you, with your turned-around collars, probably spent a lot of...
Whoa. What you mean, the turned-around collar? I'm a diocesan priest... I went to the St. John's Seminary. I took my post-education, my master's degree at Georgetown University. I'm a Catholic priest, educated by the Jesuits, and I don't need
I'm saying you got that. You guys hang around someone in a hoveround like that, Stephen Hawking, and all you do all day long is bless a guy like that. I mean, that guy was born with a gold crucifix right up his you-know-what, and you know what I mean.
Well, Stephen Hawking is a good man and has had to put up with a great many things, a great many pains in his life, in order to achieve the things he's achieved. And you, what have you done? I've listened to you run the name of Jesus Christ into the ground, saying that the greatest of all, the Son of God, he who came, who was above all men, who came and saved the soul of man so that we could be redeemed for eternal life in heaven with our Father. And you, talking about your MacBook, and talking about your iPad, and your iPhone, and your i this, your i that. You notice, Bill, everything in the Mac generation is me. Isn't it? Isn't that what it is?
Father, I think that's a very simplistic way of looking at things.
No, you know something, Father? That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
That's right. Everything about the Mac and about this Stephen Jobs is about empowering the individual. That's fine, we can empower the individual. I'm sure we can empower the individual until the cows come home. But it's always been about empowering the individual. But try to get the individual to empower his fellow man. Try to get the individual to reach out and do something for his fellow man. Well, that's a little bit too much. because he's got his iPhone and his iBook and his iMac. That's what I say now, you know.
Oh, that's real funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
But you're not. You're succeeding.
I thought that was funny, Father.
Thank you. What I say is your iPhone and your iMac and your iBook and your You know?
Write that down, will you, Staley? Right. Oh, get a load of this. He's writing jokes.
And I'm not writing jokes. I'm not writing jokes the way you write jokes, because you're jealous of a poor man crippled up like a human pretzel in a home around. Dr. Stephen Hawking.
And you guys hang around him with your twisted around collar, blessing him all the time. Meanwhile, he's
I don't have a twisted around collar. God almighty, that's what I wouldn't give.
All right, let's calm this down. It's getting a little heated. I'm sure you would agree. Dr. Tarner, you made some comments. You've got Father McQuarters a little upset, talking about Christianity. And
well, yeah, that's just it. I was talking about Christianity, not Catholicism. So I don't know why he's upset.
The Catholic people are Christians, too, you idiotic. Oh, what an ignorant ass.
Oh, boy. You know, I'll tell you what. This show tonight has been worth it for me to come on the air and be called an ass by a Catholic priest. I would think you guys would have a few other things to worry about besides whether or not Steve Jobs resigned.
And no one cares about Steve Jobs resigning. But I'll tell you this. Stephen Jobs is a good man, and he's a smart man, and he invented and he developed a great many things that benefit the human race. There's no question about that. But for you to say that he's above Jesus Christ.
And no, I did. I said he's above Christianity.
And Jesus Christ is the body of Christ. Is Christianity the body of Christ? Is his church? Don't you understand, don't you know?
Okay, we're getting into some liturgical things, and...
What did you say?
He said liturgical, you dumbass.
So you said turd.
No, I didn't say turd. I said liturgical, which has to do,
Yeah, right, with all that.
Exactly. Hang on the line here for just a moment. Our number 877, this is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, Father McQuarters calling in and everything. I knew he'd be pretty good. That's why I contacted him at the bowling alley.
What bowling alley?
He's all down the bowling alley. You don't want to go down Orange Lane?
I didn't know he goes to the Orange Lanes. Where are those?
Down Orange.
All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters and Ron Tarter in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Steve Jobs, was he more important ultimately? Did he transcend ultimately Christianity? I think he's saying that just to get a reaction, you know?
I don't know, man. A guy like that, he's nothing but a four-eyed.
Well, he is a four-eyed geek, that's for sure. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
What would I wouldn't give?
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we talk about Steve Jobs, our last segment here, we have Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory. It's actually at the University of Denver right now, doctor?
Yes, I'm at the University now. I'm here generally during the week, and then I head home. My son and I, we split time between our home in Overdale and Denver.
And also with me is Father James McQuarters, who called in because you took notice of the comment. And if you'll allow me, Dr. Tarner, or Professor Tarner.
You keep correcting yourself. I am not a doctor. I'm a professor. But I've never minded being called doctor because if you look at the amount of schooling that I've put in. And
I understand. Can we got to get going.
You've got to get going.
That's right. You heard him.
Excuse me, Father. I'm not talking to you. You got to get going. I was saying something about me. Okay?
All right. Go ahead.
I was saying that the amount of schooling that I've put in... Never mind.
Look what a baby.
No, I'm not a baby. I'm not a baby. I wanted to say that I don't mind being called doctor, and who's going to know the difference?
It's like Bill calling himself a priest. He's not a priest. He's not a Catholic priest. He's a talk radio personality.
And why would he want to call himself a priest? Everybody thinking he's got his hand down a little kid's shorts.
Why, you filthy bastard. You know,
and listen to the language from a priest.
You know something?
Whoa, hold on for just a minute. That was unnecessary, Dr. Turner. I mean,
No. Dr. Tarter's fine.
No.
Yeah, Dr. Tarter's fine because you want to be an imposter, don't you? You want to impose upon people a phony personality persona. That's what you do, don't you? A phony personality persona.
Will you stop? You know what? I think you got a split there you're going to have to pick up, so...
Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, you're with the guy that's bowling right now, Father. Okay?
I called this program tonight because I was on my way over to the Orange Bowl. And every on Wednesday night, as you know, we have our league. And Delmar has a league. And I heard this man say that he felt that Steve Jobs was transcended or somehow was better than Christianity. And that is a heresy. That is blasphemy. I've got to call up and I've got to set this... the record straight. And that's what I did.
All right, you set the record straight. Anything else?
Oh, you are. You're a real smart ass, aren't you? You know, as the kids, a lot of the Mexican kids that I work with, a lot of the young Mexicans I work with in the barrio would say,
that's a good fight.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at him making fun of the Mexicans.
I don't think he's doing that.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm making fun of you. I tell you something. If I was 20 years younger and I lived in Denver, boy, would things be different for you tonight.
Well, what, I don't understand what that means. Would I be wearing a girdle or...
Probably.
Oh, boy, I walked into that, didn't I? What I meant to say...
No, I gotcha.
What I meant to say...
All right, come on, will you? So, Father McQuarters, thank you. Are you done?
What do you mean, am I done? I want to... Yes, I'm done, okay? I'm done. But that... Yeah, butt in the bottom. Butt in the bottom. And if you wouldn't...
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is... Dr. Ron Turner, you cannot blame him for being upset.
Yes, I can't blame him for calling up and assaulting me. I was called an ass.
You talked about priests and molesting. The father was calling up to simply say and to speak up on behalf of his philosophy, his personal faith, that Christianity was not trumped by Steve Jobs.
Well, Phil, I guess it would take a Catholic priest to call up and argue that point, because I don't think anybody else could. I will give the father this. He has the education, and he talks a good game, and, you know, he's a formidable man. And so to have to deal with him is difficult. But let me just say that by him calling it, I think the average person knows that what I'm saying is true, and it took a Catholic priest with the education of a doctor,
Father McQuarters.
What's that?
Father McQuarters.
Of a Father McQuarters. It took the education of a Father McQuarters to make the case. But I don't think he's made the case. I believe that Steve Jobs is as significant a man as has lived in many hundreds of years. I think he's as significant as Gutenberg. I think he is as significant as Columbus. I think he is significant in his own way and in his own time and in his own right and in his own method and in his own particular and peculiar...
All right, I understand. In his own way...
In his own way, he is as significant as Albert Einstein. And that people don't see that, that's what bothers me. And it bothers me... It bothers me a lot.
All right, Bud, you had a question?
Yeah, Professor Turner, my name's Bud Dickman.
Yeah.
Do you mind being called Four Eyes?
What are you doing?
What's he trying to pull?
Get out of here, Bud.
No, you said I could see it.
Get out of here, Bud. Robert?
Yeah, Professor Turner, I like my Mac. I have an iPod, an iPad, and I got an
iPhone?
Yeah, I got an iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
That's great.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's the only thing you own that's a Mac, and you rave about it, and yet you won't go and buy yourself a Mac computer or an iPad. So, I don't know, there's something wrong with you.
Well, I want to say, Dr. Turner.
Go ahead.
Do you think I should get an iPhone, the 5 instead of 4?
Well, you definitely get the 5, because the 5 is going to, it's an upgrade, and there's going to be a lot of things available to you in terms of apps. So I would definitely get the 5.
All right, thank you very much.
Now, you're welcome, sir. I'm getting the feeling that no one's calling.
You're right.
You didn't even want want to lie and tell me there were a lot of people calling, did you?
No, I've got to tell you the truth. No one cares about you and Steven Jobs. People care about Steven Jobs in that he was a significant person. And
No, don't lie to me. Don't try to make it better.
And I'm not, but no, I'm giving it to you straight. People care that Steve Jobs was a significant person in that, in the technological world, but he's not, it's not a passionate thing for people that this guy stepped down as a CEO.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, you know.
No, all right, all right.
You know what? I would love it just once for people to say goodbye before they hang up on this show, you know?
I don't know. You think he sounds like he's going
to
cry.
That sounds like to me.
Well, I don't know what he's bawling about. Let me tell you something. Steve Jobs is a significant person, just as Professor Tarner said, but we're right. It ain't no big thing at the end of the day. He moves down, somebody else moves in. It's what it is. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Vernon Dozier coming up, and David G. Hall as well.
Phil Hendry.
Okay, whatever.